You're listening to the Auctioneer Tech Auction Podcast for the week of 22 September 2008. Auctioneer Tech, technology, auctions, and auctioneers. Auction tech for the auction industry. Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Auctioneer Tech Auction Podcast. In this episode, we're going to discuss a way to effectively and appropriately handle mass email lists using a product called PHP List. One of the best marketing techniques for auctioneers and everyone else who is running a business is proper management of an email list. Keeping a list of emails in Excel and copying that list to the BCC field of Outlook does not count. There are rules put in place due to the proliferation of spam. The Can Spam Act has a couple of key takeaways. Number one, you can't spoof the from address. Number two, you can't use misleading subject lines. Number three, you must identify your email as a solicitation. Number four, you must provide a means of opt-out. Every opportunity should be taken to capture customers' or prospective customers' email addresses at every point of contact. Every time you register someone at an auction, you should have a form on the part of the bid card that you keep that asks him or her for an email address with a checkbox to opt in to your email list. Every contract you sign with a seller should have a line for email address. You never know when the person who signs up to sell coins will be the person who sees an email about the real estate that you're selling. Always send your emails to everyone on your list. Segmenting your list into coins or real estate or antiques only means that you're not exposing your merchandise to as many prospective buyers as possible. Every web page should either have a subscription form or a link to a page where the customer can subscribe. I'm an advocate of placing the subscription form directly on the front page of your site. It's not more important than your auction list, which is why people come to your site, but there's usually a way to put a small form on the sidebar or in the header. Now, what happens when the user clicks submit? The easiest system to build is simply a form that emails you the contents of the user's input. This system requires manual storage of the addresses. Remember the four takeaways of the Can Spam Act? Providing an opt-out means allowing the user to remove himself or herself from your email list. If you store your email list in a spreadsheet and someone requests an opt-out, you go and remove that entry. Should that person's name be added again by accident, you could get into some trouble by sending that person email after the opt-out has been requested. A far better solution is for that email subscription form submission to store the email address, name, and whatever other fields you require in a database. That way, everything is automated, and when someone requests to opt out, the entry is flagged as unsubscribed, but not deleted. This feature prevents the user from being resubscribed by accident in the future. This system is much more difficult and would require several hours to build the storage system, to say nothing of the time required to build a system to automate the sending of the emails. This place is where the open source and free PHP List comes to the rescue. It's a web script that runs on your server once it's installed and manages all of the above issues for you. It's as easy to use as any desktop application, but it's web-based, so you don't have any software to install on your computer. The contributors to the PHP List project will even install it for you if you don't have a geek who can take the 3 minutes to install it, or if you don't have a hosting provider that automates the process. You can also send a bulk message from anywhere and from any device. Driving to the auction and forgot to send the bulk email? No worries. Send it from your cell phone. Once the software is installed, you simply log in with a username and password like you'd log into your webmail. You can manage lists, upload email addresses, export your list, anything you can think of, they've included. You can view a live demo and explore all the features it offers at www.phplist.com. Other products frequently used by auctioneers to manage email lists include Auction Services iBeam, as well as Constant Contact. Neither service is free, and neither runs on your own server. If you're hosted by Auction Services or you don't have the ability to let someone install a program on your server, one of these options may be a better choice for your situation than PHP List. PHP List is the most robust and feature-rich email package I've seen. It offers complete subscription and unsubscription page customization, unlimited lists, unlimited sizes, HTML or text emails, all for the cost of having someone spend a few minutes to install the script. Well, that's it for episode 4. Do you use a product other than those mentioned above? Have you had problems with PHPList? Or have you figured out how to scale Outlook or another email client so it's effective above about 100 emails? Let me know in the comments for this episode on auctioneertech.com. Next time, we'll cover PDFs, what they are, when they're appropriate, and how to make and use them faster, easier, and cheaper than by using Adobe products. You've been listening to the Auction Podcast from Auctioneer Tech. If you have suggestions, questions, or comments, or are interested in being a guest, please let me know by going to www.auctioneertech.com/feedback and leaving a message. You can also post public comments about this or any other episode, as well as find show transcripts on the Auction Podcast page of auctioneertech.com. Thank you for listening. Now go sell something.